Hello, and welcome back to the Living Truth Ministries podcast. I am blessed and happy that you are joining me as we continue the series, What to Do When You Don't Know What to Do. I am your host, Stacy Cagwin. I am looking forward to today's lesson entitled, A Place Called There, where we will learn where we should approach the Lord in prayer. It is much simpler than you may think. Last week, we learned how to stand up inside. We learn how to rise up spiritually and do what we can, whether it is to pray or to act on faith. We also learn that when we rise up, we can inspire others to do the same. Most importantly, we learn that if Jesus calls us to rise up, we are to arise and break the spiritual bondage that holds us captive on the side of life's road. I encourage you to rise up and stand up inside as I declare this proclamation from Isaiah 55:10-11. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. So all of Judah gathered together to ask for help from the Lord, and from all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. 2 Chronicles 20:4-5. Jehoshaphat stood up, but he didn't pick just any place to make his stand. He stood in the house of the Lord before the new court, because it was there that God had promised to hear the cry of his people. Jehoshaphat reminded God, "And you have built you a sanctuary in it for your name, saying, if disaster comes upon us, sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we will stand before this temple and in your presence, for your name is in this temple, and cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save." 2 Chronicles 20:8-9. Jehoshaphat's request was based on an appeal made by King Solomon at the dedication of Israel's temple. Solomon asked that God's eyes may be open toward this temple day and night, toward the place where you said you would put your name, that you may hear the prayer which your servant prays towards this place. When there is famine in the land, pestilence or blight or mildew, locusts or grasshoppers, when their enemies besiege them in the land of their cities, whatever plague or whatever sickness there is, whatever prayer, whatever supplication is made by anyone or by all your people Israel, when each one knows his own burden and his own grief and spreads out his hands to this temple, then hear from heaven your dwelling place and forgive and give to everyone according to all his ways, whose heart you know. For you alone know the hearts of the sons of men. 2 Chronicles 6:20, and also 2 Chronicles 6:28-30. It was not just any prayer voiced by anyone in any place that gained God's attention. The Lord's eyes and ears were fixed on the temple where his name was exalted by his people. God promised that no matter what type of evil afflicted them, he would hear and save those who appealed to him from his temple. The categories of affliction itemized in this passage are inclusive of every type of situation you may be facing. The sword speaks of direct satanic attacks, unexpected cutting and wounding. Judgment refers to false accusations, stereotyping, and evil judgments raised against you by others, as well as recompense for sinful conduct. Pestilence represents lingering, aggravating, destructive circumstances. Famine refers to the dry, desolate times of life when God seems far away and you feel forsaken by everyone. The sword, the judgment, pestilence, and famine, whatever your disaster, God hears and answers prayer when you take your stand in the right place. The biblical record is filled with accounts of how God directed people to specific locations for spiritual purposes. God told Ezekiel to arise and go to the plain, and he would talk with him there. Ezekiel 3:22. Jeremiah was told to go to the potter's house, and there God would cause him to hear his words. Jeremiah 18:2. Elijah was told to go to a widow in Zarephath, and there God would sustain him. 1 Kings 17:9. Jacob was instructed to go to Egypt, and there God would provide for him during the famine. Genesis 45:11. It was there, in the tabernacle, that God promised to meet with the children of Israel. Exodus 29:43. God told Moses to stand there in the cleft of the rock, and he would reveal himself to him. Exodus 33:21 and 34:5. It was there, on Mount Zion, that the Lord commanded blessings forevermore. Psalm 133:3. The prophet Hosea said that there, at Bethel, God spoke to his people. Hosea 12:4. Joseph was told to take Mary and Jesus to Egypt and wait there until God gave him further direction. Matthew 2:13. Jesus told his followers to go to Galilee after his death, and there they would see him. Matthew 28:10. Jehoshaphat made his appeal to God from an actual physical location. He stood there before the temple in the presence of the Lord and where God had placed his name. The question is, where is our there? Where is that special place we must stand in the presence of the Lord and make our appeal with the confidence that he will hear and answer? Jehoshaphat stood before an actual temple in God's presence to make his appeal. But the New Testament teaches that you are the temple of God. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? 1 Corinthians 3:16. As the temple of God, your spiritual being is inhabited by the Holy Spirit. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? 1 Corinthians 6:19. Your inner being is where you stand up against the enemy. The spiritual man that is regenerated by the Holy Spirit through the born-again experience. The soul and spirit portion of your triune nature. As long as you allow the enemy to threaten and intimidate, he will do it. Paul warned, "Do not give place to the devil," because he knew whenever you give place to Satan, he always takes it. In the face of disaster, when you don't know what to do, don't cower in dismay before the enemy. Instead, be like the little boy whose mother repeatedly told him to sit down. Finally, after many attempts to get the child to be seated, he sat down muttering, "I may be sitting down, but I'm standing up inside." You are God's temple, and his presence dwells within you. Ephesians 2:22. Because his name is there, your deliverance from the enemy is assured. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. Psalm 91:14. You do not have to go to a physical place to gain God's attention, for you are the temple of God, inhabited by his presence. Let your spiritual man rise up within you to face your enemy. Tell God your specific need and then make this declaration. I am the temple of God, and your presence dwells within me, because your name is written upon my heart. You said your eyes would be open toward this temple day and night, toward the place where you said you would put your name. You said, when there were disasters of the sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, that you would hear the prayer made in this place. I stand there spiritually, in that place, boldly claiming your promises to hear me and save me. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow, what a powerful lesson we learned today. I encourage you this next week to use what you have learned so far in this series. I encourage you to rise up and approach the Father with great faith for whatever you need, whatever you are going through. Arise and fight through the Holy Spirit that dwells within you. Next week, we will learn from me to thee, how to go deeper in intercession prayers. We will also learn about the 8 elements of intercession. Until then, may the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you, and may he keep you in all your ways. And may you have a great rest of your day.
Join Stacy next week as she continues the series, What to Do When You Don't Know What to Do. We are on Facebook, PodPoint, LTM Radio, LTBC, and LTM website. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnish all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. If you enjoy Stacy's teachings, let her know. Or if you have questions concerning today's lesson, then send her an email. Her email address is stacy@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's stacy@ltm4christ.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.